Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, what are you doing in there?
I look these fish right in the eye, and they look back at me, and they see right through me. They know who I am, these fish.
Come on, baby, handle the fish. I'm gonna teach it to you right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master right here in the studio with CJ, who's got his Mako shark tooth. And we were just talking during the commercial break. He's going to make it into a piece of jewelry.
No, I'm not.
Like Flavor Flav.
You asked me if I was going to do that.
Gold jewelry and put a clock on it too. And just run around like, time to dive. Like when someone sees it,
they
just yell at him, time to dive.
You're retarded.
Time to dive.
Back to my question.
Okay, yes. Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy.
Brittany has a legitimate question.
She found a 4-inch blonde shark tooth and
Megalodon
shark tooth.
I actually didn't find that one. I have found other ones.
Yeah.
That one I bought at a charity event for adaptive scuba divers.
Okay, so we have some shark teeth experts with us. Do you have any idea if it's blonde? Which I don't know why it would be blonde, first off. Just bad dental hygiene on that particular megalodon or what?
No, so it all depends on where it was found and the sediment that it sat in. We have an area literally just outside of where we dive that's called Golden Beach. It's famous for finding blondes and golden beaches. It all has to do with if there's an iron deposit close to it. If it's not fully blackened, then it means it's not fossilized all the way. So it's they're a lot lighter than your normal black Venice tooth.
Yeah. So does that make them more valuable or not necessarily? Or just
they depends? Do. The,
it does.
The blondes and the golden beaches and the brownies are definitely worth more than a normal boneyard tooth.
Okay. So
like how much?
Yeah. 400 blonde, 4-inch blonde. What do you think? What's it going for on the open market? What would you say?
I mean, that's,
thousands.
Yeah, it's a loaded question. I mean, it could be $450, $500. It could be $3,000.
Or if you take that blonde and put it in a gold chain with a clock and run around and go, time to dive. It'll be worth $1,000 easy, Brittany.
Easiest way to think about it, just think of it like diamonds. It goes off of size and then it goes off of like unique and quality.
Kind of like Barry's Nether Regions.
What?
No, I don't.
What? Shut up.
Once again, no lobsters for you. You will never get a lobster tail.
Okay, that's enough.
So weird.
Gosh. Hey, tough crowd.
No, fair crowd.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good stuff, guys. Keep it up. And we may have to come out there and do another dive, try to find some bigger teeth and megs and stuff like that. But I do want to switch up gears just a little bit here and talk about going to Barbados. Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba is going to join me at Barbados Dive Fest, and the rest of you aren't. So suck it, losers. Kenny, feel free to chime in with that as well if you'd like to tell them to suck it.
Greg, you know, I got to play the even keel here. I'm quote unquote the voice of reason on the air, remember?
At least
he's
there's
Switzerland.
One. Yes.
He's Swiss.
Yes. But you're looking forward to going to Barbados, I would assume, right? Yeah.
Oh gosh. What do you think, Greg? Come on.
It's gonna be awesome.
He does ask a lot of dumb questions.
Yeah. Well, I've been there actually. I did go there a couple years. Actually, I hadn't even been 2 years. I just did a stop off tour on a family cruise. And we went around, visited a rum factory, as you do in Barbados. They're pretty famous for that. And we drove around the town a little bit, and they explained how Rihanna, Under My Umbrella, that chick, she lives there. She's from Barbados.
The singer? Why did you say the singer?
Well, because I wanted everybody to know what song we're talking about. Now you do, don't you? You
Not
hate
really.
That song.
No. I never heard that song in my
life. You're a liar. time to die.
I'm not a 12-year-old girl, Greg.
Okay.
Exactly have those tastes in music.
Okay. Well, she's very famous at Barbados.
I know the name, yeah.
Okay. So who knows? Maybe we'll go to Barbados Dive Fest. She might be joining in on the festivities for all I know.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she'll be there. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Whatever.
All because you heard that you were there probably too.
I think somebody's jelly.
Then you wake up.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think the diving ought to be pretty good. It is one of the oldest dive fests throughout the Caribbean. They've been doing it for many years, but this will be our first time to visit for Barbados Dive Fest. Kenny, do you know anything about the island? Or are you going in blind when you go in a couple weeks?
Going in blind, and I think that's what makes it fun, Greg. I've never been. We're there to, like, I think it, basically there's a final celebration. We're there to kind of help host.
Correct.
And do some dives.
Yeah. Actually, the official Barbados Dive Fest, I think, starts, let me look at the calendar there. Yeah, it actually starts, I think, the 15th or the 16th. 15th, I believe. And then we're going to come in on the end of it. They got an end-of-week party. They got diving and festivities throughout the week.
That makes a lot of sense. You're coming in on the ass end of it.
Well, we were already committitted. And I was committed during the week, so we couldn't come for the whole week.
Sure.
Right.
It's the truth. What do you? I mean, come on. You've listened to this show.
Do they have those
Every
wraps?
Member of this show could be committed.
Do they have those wraps with the bones in them?
What? Rotis.
Yeah, those are horrible.
You know what? I don't know if that's a thing in Barbados or not. It might be. I like them, but you
Barbados
guys.
Barbados Dive Fest,
picky.
August 16th to the 22nd.
Okay, there you go. Barry checked with ChatGPT.
Fact check. Is checked.
Yeah. So we're coming in for the end of the festivities, and then we're going to stay over a couple days to make up for missing some of the dives. So we'll get a day or two of dives and join them for the end of the week festivities, talk to all the divers that were participating.
Bring us some rum
Barbados Dive Fest.
Bring us a bottle of rum.
I think that would be a thing that will probably happen, yes. I'll bring back some rum.
For all of us.
Whether it evaporates before we get to the airport for our return flight will be the big wild card.
It won't. You'll be fine.
I don't know. It could happen. But yeah,
Greg,
I mean, that's
take you 4 months to sip your way through a bottle.
Whatever.
Talk a big game.
Oh, you guys, man, you talking about some people that are jealous that we're going to Barbados?
They know you too well.
Barbados, by the way, is the birthplace of rum. That's where it all started in the Caribbean. Barbados.
Mount Gay. Beg your pardon.
Actually, incorrect. Incorrect.
No, that is true. They are known. Brittany, you want to check it right now?
Did I get that right? Aren't they famous for Mount Gay?
Absolutely, they are.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
But rum started in Boston, and it was called Kill Devil.
But it is considered the birthplace of rum. And they did not grow sugarcane. And where did you say?
Boston. Listen, Greg, listen.
They got to start with sugarcane. They got sugar cane in the Caribbean, not in Boston.
Yeah, they could have shipped
it up. It's part of the triangle trade. They had all of these Scottish guys there. So they were making, they were trying to figure out something to do with the sugar cane.
Right, but they.
As a part of the triangle trade.
But at Boston.
Greg, read.
Boston is not known as the birthplace of rum. Barbados is.
It's Kill Devil.
It sounds legit, Greg.
Wrong! I mean, look it up. It's right there on their website. They call themselves the birthplace of rum. Just saying. No,
Mount Gay started there.
Sure, yeah.
Famous for it. Yeah, that's
no, but it is Barbados. If you look it up online, it's considered the birthplace of rum. It is.
Here you go. Rum originated in the Caribbean during the 17th century.
Barbados.
Enslaved people on sugar plantation discovered that molasses, a thick byproduct of refining sugar cane, could be fermented and distilled into alcohol.
Yeah. And Mount Gay, I believe, Mount Gay is the oldest distillery in the world, I think, for rum. I believe that's right, too.
Yep.
So, I am correct. You are wrong.
Kill Devil?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Names known as Kill Devil or Rum Bullion.
Okay, now you're really confusing.
It might be a tie between the two.
Okay, well, we'll call it a draw for now.
Both be true.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.